And we are back. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and with me, of course, is John Kelly. John's an independent advisor representative, president of Kelly Financial Services. And John, you talk about income strategies, getting to retirement. That brings to mind for me a question: is there a list of requirements that you need for retirement, or is that just an individual thing?
Well, everybody's situation is different. So, I mean, when you sit down, you want to see what your goals are. I mean, understanding the basics, number one, we always tell our clients, we give them a checklist here. Start off with a budget, okay? Know what your bills are on a monthly basis and how you're going to meet needs, whether it's, Social Security payments coming in, pension payments coming in, what's going to be your source of income to pay them bills for you in retirement?
Sure.
There's a lot of things we need to sit down people and manage. I mean, they're not used to retirement, new costs that are associated with it. You know, whether it's healthcare, Medicare costs, healthcare costs. Sitting around the house, doing other things, going on vacations, traveling. So there's so many different things that you have to sit down and look at, making sure that their bills are made on a monthly basis, how they're going to pay them, and okay, which bucket of money we're going to pull from to meet the shortfalls that a lot of people have.
Sure. So there is sort of a checklist, and that's kind of what you walk folks through the first time. And then the other big question is Social Security, and that's a big decision to make, and you can make a wrong decision when it comes to Social Security if you're not thinking.
Well, most people choose the wrong option when it comes to filing for their Social Security benefits. A lot of people don't realize that there's delayed credits involved, and there's spousal strategies and switching strategies that are still available for some Americans out there who are grandfathered into the rules on that. But again, if you don't have to take Social Security, the government pays us an 8% increase once we pass our full retirement age. There's not too many people out there making 8% on their safe money today. The government gives it to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about Social Security, and they're changing for this year as well in terms of when full retirement is. So if you thought it was something, it could be something else depending on your age, right?
Well, absolutely. So once you go, if you were born after 1955, they're pushing back that goalpost a little bit. People born after 1960, like myself, 67 is going to be our full retirement age.
Wow.
So, that's two full years, longer than my parents. So, 65 was their full retirement age. So again, they're moving the goalposts. They're changing a lot of the spousal benefits that are out there. Switching strategies that are out there. That's why it's so important to take advantage and understand how they work and work with somebody who can show you how to maximize these benefits. Because so many Americans leave hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table just from Social Security benefits alone.
Well, just because you can take Social Security at 62 doesn't mean you should.
Well, if you take your benefits at 62, you're only getting 75% of your full retirement age benefit. So that's significant, versus waiting till age 70, if at all possible. Now you're making 132% of that same number. So, it's pretty significant. And a lot of people don't realize is when one spouse passes away, they get the higher of the two. So generally speaking, whoever the higher breadwinner is should probably delay taking benefits if at all possible. Take advantage of that 8% increase, because eventually down the road, if that person passed away first, it's going to be left to their spouse. So it's a very important decision and understanding how it works. We have a software program here that people come to our workshops. We give them three or four different filing strategies. So they have different options and they'll see the benefits of waiting or delaying. Just because you reach full retirement age does not necessarily mean you're going to retire. So again, everybody's situation is different. So that's why it's so important to get these Social Security maximization reports into people's hands. So now they can see the reasons why they need to do it and the ramifications of taking it early versus maybe delaying a couple of years.
Well, and the important thing is, folks, if you want to get that report that John just talked about, 800-477-1135, you can call right now and get yourself involved with that. And really, anybody can take advantage of it. Just give John a call right now and come on in, have a meeting, and get down the road with it.
Well, again, that's part of the plan we do for all of our clients that come in the office, whether it's listeners or people come to our workshops around the Chicagoland area. It's the most important piece of the puzzle is understanding an income plan, because I think the biggest peace of mind for most Americans today is when they see their checkbook getting down to zero on the 30th of every month, they know that it's getting filled back up again on the 1st. And that's what a good income plan will do for them, and they can set a budget and have peace of mind when it comes to their retirement. So, Steve, for any of our listeners who want to give us a call, we'll come down and we'll sit down with us. We'll do a complete Social Security maximization report for them. We'll do a complete income plan with them. And for people who have their money in the market or brokerage, we'll give them a second opinion. We'll do a complete fee analysis for them with John Herron, our fiduciary here in the office. He'll dig into what they're looking to do, how much they're paying in fees. And then we also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks talks about tax-free income in retirement. So we show people how to get from accounts that are forever taxed to accounts that are never taxed. And then we're also giving away a copy of Coach Pete's, the 401k survival guide for 2018, which shows the different options they have with their current 401k plans and the best way to do that. And then for any of our listeners, Steve, who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for both finance and for health care. And then for any of our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust. So we help them avoid the probate process completely.
Well, John, that sounds great. Finally, somebody is offering retirees and pre-retirees some common sense and straight talk instead of all that financial double talk and then a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together. And John Kelly can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. It really is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. And when you do, you're going to receive that comprehensive financial review that John just talked about. It shows you where you are right now, but most importantly, it's a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And John, the show's really flown by today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope that you found the information we presented helpful. And we'll certainly look for you again next week with new topics and new questions all right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.